Hello. Following our victory over Rangers in the Scottish Premiership playoffs, we decided it would be a great idea to record a podcast live in the pub. Martin Venables, Dave Taylor and Scott Henderson joined regulars Sparra, Jay and Buster. It certainly makes for interesting listening. I couldn't remember most of it as I listened back myself. Hopefully you enjoy it regardless. Cheers. Hello and welcome to the By The Mint MFC podcast. Tonight we're joined by the whole crowd in Witherspoon's Motherwell and a select few Motherwell fans. We've got Jay Buster as always, we've got Scott, we've got SC Dave, we might have Marty, he's at the bar. If he gets me a pint of Stella then he will definitely be allowed to talk, if not then he will definitely not be allowed to talk. At the end of the day, we're recording due to the fact that we pumped Rangers 6-1 in the playoff final. Jay, sum up the last 4 days.
They were right good. I enjoyed them. They were right good. I think first leg, well, if any Motherwell fan looking at both legs, you would have thought. Second leg, I quite fancied this for a win. I thought we'd be alright for a win. The first leg at Ibrox, so who knew what could have happened. Brilliant result, absolutely done them in, fantastic, 3-1, brilliant. Back at Fir Park, I thought we played it brilliantly, I thought we played it absolutely brilliantly. First half, not from a fan's point of view, I think we were all absolutely shiting ourselves, but from a fan's point of view, to get to half-time in the second leg, 3-1 in aggregate, and then take them to pieces in the second half, was absolutely brilliant. Took them with absolute shreds, and 6-1 in aggregate just tells you exactly all you need to know. They are a terrible championship team and we are tremendous.
Buster, I had absolutely no faith in Motherwell to stay up, and that's why I'm sitting here with no hair.
Shaved
Witherspoons. I was shaved live in Witherspoons by a lorry driver.
A kamikaze
driver and your uncle. It was fantastic in terms of the momentum from very early on in the tie, and even under pressure after the first goal, it always seemed there was only going to be one winner.
Again, you're 1,000,000% right there. As Jay says as well, you know, after the first leg, I was actually pretty confident. There was a lot of nerves. People were telling me they were nervous running about us. You know, we had that precarious 2-goal lead, but when it came to half time and it was still nothing each, as I said before, I thought, they're never scoring. I never thought they would score at Fir Park. And, you know, I did say we'd score 2 or 3. We end up scoring 2 or 3. But as you said, big twads, he'd already said, you know, well, Murrow will win 3 or 4 now. So he was bang on there, right on the money. So the thing that kicked it in for me really was when you're looking at Sky News after the game and it rolls across the ticker tape, Rangers lost 6-1. 6-1, as you says, it's an absolute pumping. There's no disputing it. It's an absolute hammering. You can claim about lucky deflections or whatever, but you make your own luck in these games. So, you know, get it right up them.
Scott, thank you very much for agreeing to come on. I don't even know if you agreed to come on.
But you're just here with your beard and shit.
The playoffs were a nervy experience, but I guess at the end of the day, we've proven that we're more than worthy of being in the top flight of Scottish football, and we've got to build for next season.
Yeah, of course, it was a brilliant experience, not just for the players, but I think for the fans. It was a bit of excitement that we somehow don't usually get through cup finals or kind of top of the table. And I'm saying top of the table clashes. Well, we finished second the last 2 seasons, so that's horseshit. But I feel like, for me as a fan, the result against Rangers at Ibrox was tremendous. The 950 Motherwell fans, it's kind of went viral now, all over Facebook, all over social media. The twist and shout, it seems to be the Motherwell song now. So it puts a lot of pressure on other kind of supporters, not just in Scotland, but in the rest of the UK, to try and put their own kind of mark on a song. But I'd agree, it gives the young players in the squad a good opportunity to see what it was like to high-pressure situations. Although you've got McDonald, Pearson and McManus who've experienced this through Celtic and Rangers games, it gives them the opportunity to pass the buck to kind of younger players such as Irwin, Dom Thomas, Craig Moore. Quickly, I just want to say Dom Thomas' tweet was hilarious about the Rangers, not just Sevco, but the Rangers, and not seeing him till Wednesday. That was tremendous. And also Lee Irwin for having a Rocky Balboa chin. On you go, big man. Enjoy Vegas. I'll hand you back over to Sparra, who is bald as shit.
Yeah, absolutely, I am bald as shit. That's another story for another day, or maybe just now, actually. Buster, you invited a few relatives that hadn't been seen for quite some time at Fir Park, and now I am bald.
Well, again, you see me have somehow put the blame on me here. What actually happened was, you made a bet a while ago about how we would possibly not survive.
Exactly.
But what happened was, we survived, and as you said, a few of my relatives came along, and they happened to live nearby and have access to a razor. So, as you said, you had half a haircut, some of a haircut, and then now you're totally bald.
Yeah, I think I'm going to get my ass kicked tonight. But I'd like to get a few words from Martin Venables. He doesn't have many opinions in anything, but we're approaching a time where Motherwell normally release their released players and the guys that they'll keep on. There's a few guys that are on the verge, Marty. Guys like John Sutton, Lee Irwin. We don't know whether they will be at Fir Park next season. What is your take on that?
The first one's got to be controversial, Andy. Lee Irwin. I like Lee Irwin as a player, but I think his attitude stinks. Going on social media, moaning about how he isn't going to go to Las Vegas with his pals. Playing sevens at Ravenscraig. Social. And I've been reliably enforced by that he was playing at Wishaw Sports Centre. I don't think that's professional for a guy of his stature. Great player. I'd love him to stay. If he doesn't, he doesn't. We've lost bigger players than him. St. Francis Angle. He's a pacey guy. I've liked Zane.
Why do you like Zane? He's shite.
I think Zane deserves another contract. I think Zane's been treated hardly. He's an international player.
Aye.
No, I do think Zane's an interesting one. I would give him another year. Vigers, nah, he's away. Sutton, well, big John Sutton.
He's handsome.
His goal record speaks for itself. I don't think I need to be any more of an advocate for John Sutton staying, because everybody wants it, other than perhaps Ian. Who else have we got?
I don't know, we're still waiting.
Paul Lawson, glad he's away. He's a chocolate man next.
That's
racist. Frakken, I like Frak. He's a big athletic champ. He can do.
He likes to fight.
He's got heart. I'll keep Frak. Who else?
Can go as well.
That's a show, actually. That is a show.
Sorry, Adam.
I know you listen, Adam.
We know you're a keen follower of the podcast Twitter, Adam, so that's not very...
Every scouser's a...
Aye, this is going swell.
If I sing the so sweet Adam, I'll buy a drink.
I'll shake your hand again.
Well, I suppose that brings us on to the kind of conflict after the game. Mojny, I don't think any of us have had a chance to see it properly.
I've seen it.
I've seen a wee bit of it on Vine or Twitter or whatever. It was. It looks like Lee Irwin tried to shake Moshney's hand. Moshney blanked him. Lee Irwin maybe overreacted a wee bit and pushed him in the back. But to be honest with you, Moshney went total UFC on him. Kicked him in the balls just about, and then punched him square in the gut. And there's a belter of a. There's a belter of a pick where Lee Irwin's gub is, you know, is somehow a Rocky film, basically, aye? So, then obviously a couple of Motherwell players joined in team hand it.
Buster, do you think if he basically just hated Motherwell and wanted to have a go?
Well, I seen that people brought their Stanley knives and spanners, so, you know, it could have been somewhat, aye?
This is good news.
This is good material, like.
I don't even know what I'm talking about now.
This is like, this brings out the sort of
Scott.
Yes.
We're joined by yourself and also Issy Dave, who works with the club shop. You had your scarf stolen from you on Thursday night. Do you think you could arrange Alan Proven, who works with the club shop, to give you a free scarf? Dave, can you give us a bit more insight in this?
I heard it was a brutal attack. Like, unprovoked, brutal attack. If Scott wants a new scarf, I'll give him a new scarf. He can come in and choose his new scarf.
He's still got it.
Well, the only restriction I have on this is it has to be silk. You know, silk's just a material that suits me down to the T.
You're not getting one.
However, I just want to go back to the wee Rangers that took my scarf off me. They did not give me the opportunity to get it back off them. I was invited to join them at the back of the tunnel. Who knows? Maybe their dads or granddads was with them. Maybe it was like a day out. Maybe it was like a blue bus day out. So if you listen to the podcast, can I please have my scarf back? I earned that £12 and I paid my £12. Can I have my scarf back, please? Back to Andy in the studio.
I'm pretty sure they do listen to the podcast and they will get back to us. Just looking ahead to next season, Jay, for me, Scott McDonald, a massive player for Motherwell, it's one that I think we should bend over backwards to keep. He's made such a difference.
Recording cut.
We start that again.
Do you think there's any possibility that we could keep him?
No, not a chance. I think he's only came here to do ourselves a service, but I don't think he's still young enough that he fancies ourselves a far better level than Malou. No question. There is absolutely no doubt that he'll be there next season. But I think we're in a position where we've just beaten Rangers in the playoffs. There's a bit of buoyancy about the manager and about the team. A lot of players are going to leave, but we can build a team for next season with a bit of momentum. And McDonald doesn't need to be a part of that. That's an entirely different team. McDonald was fantastic. He's came in, he's done the job he wanted to do. There was no danger he was going to be here for the rest of the season. Absolutely no danger. If you're a Motherwell fan and you thought he was going to be here next season, you're a nutter. So therefore, next season, just come in, build a better team, and we'll probably not even remember who he was.
But I think McDonald seems to kind of be quite suited to Fir Park in terms of he was well out of the picture at Championship clubs like Millwall. He's come out of Motherwell, he's done a good job in the Scottish Premiership, but has he done a fantastic job? I'm not 100% sure. I think there is scope for him being at Fir Park next season.
I think he actually has done a tremendous job. The only way, though, I think we're actually going to keep him is if we offer him daft money, basically. And the only way we're going to do that is if John Sutton leaves. Now, John Sutton is probably the highest paid player at the club, or one of the highest players, at least. But I think the only way we're going to keep him is if somebody like John leaves and Scott McDonald actually wants to be here. Scott McDonald is, in my opinion, the ultimate professional. No matter what he's doing or when he's doing it, he tries his heart out. When he first left to go to Celtic, you know, he had a few months in his contract to go, but he tried his heart out. You know, he scored goals, important goals for us, and it's always going to be the same. When he came in again in January there, he said February, the exact same thing. He's here to do a job. He's here to work for himself. He's here to make sure that he's known. But most importantly, he wants to make sure that Motherwell stayed in the Premier League.
He did say, though, that he cared deeply about Motherwell Football Club, though, didn't he?
He did. And even today, when, you know, the players were going around the ground, he looked very pleased that, you know, we stayed in the Premier League. He looked as if he was very invested in our cause, but, you know, as you say, he's a professional, he's got a job to do, you know, and if he does it at our club next season, I'll be delighted.
Yeah, that's it, Matty. I think that McDonald seems to have a real place in his heart for another football club. He's said it many, many times. Yes, wages might be an issue, but you would expect a few players to leave. We've always seemed to have one higher paid player in the budget.
Sorry, I'm in the middle of laughing because I've just seen our picture of the Sparta head shaving. No, for me, McDonald's been absolutely brilliant. He's been the difference between it staying up and going down. Every game he's played, he's tried his heart out. So, 5 goals, is it? He's scored since this game bit. Assists. Just, his actual performance has been second to none. He tries performance after performance. I know my words are getting a bit slurred as this conversation goes on. But I say slurred. There's no chance for me he'll stay with us. I'd like him to stay, obviously, but for me, I don't think there's a chance. I'm going to pass you on to SC, Dave.
You love passing on to me. Unfortunately, I don't think McDonald will still be around next season, but he's done his job, so cannot really complain. I don't know if I want to pass it back to him.
So, Buster, we need to preview our next game, which is, we've got no idea. We can kind of close down now and preview the former player podcast, which will be taking place over the next couple of weeks. Is that something you're looking forward to?
It certainly is. You know, we're going to speak to guys like Richie Foran, Steve Dykstra. So, I mean, these guys were heroes in their time. So, it's something that, you know, as we spoke to previous players, it's always interesting to find out how they got along with their teammates, how it worked out when they were in the team, and obviously, you know, where it went from there for them. So it'll be something nice to hear again.
Yeah, it's absolutely magnificent, isn't it? We've got Ram McKinnon, Jim Patterson, Richie Foran, Steve Dykstra and Sean Teal over the summer months. Through the podcast, had the chance to speak to players and management at Motherwell Football Club that we'd never ever imagined the doors would have opened up like they have. It's been a great season despite how Well, the season's been brilliant the way it's ended. Go on, talk it.
I'm going to just pump. They're no coming up. We're staying up. They're staying down.
We're staying up.
That's it.
Charming words as always, Jay. You've been listening to the By the Man MFC podcast. I would like to say thank you very much to Marty.
Thanks very much.
Thanks very much to SC Dave.
Cheers for one sentence.
Thanks very much to Scott.
Peace and love, homies.
And as always, to Buster.
Thanks very much.
And to Jay.
Yes.
To the bar staff. Hey. And to me, because I'm brilliant too.
Shut up, Baldy.
What is the malted liquor? What gets you drunker quicker? What comes in bottles or in cans?
Beer!
Can't get enough of it.
Beer!
How we really love it.
Beer!
Makes me think I'm a man.
Beer!
I could kiss and hug it.
Beer!
But I'd rather chuck it.
Beer!
Got my belly out to here.
Beer!
I could not refuse it.
Beer!
I could really use a beer.
Beer! Beer! Beer!
Beer! Beer! Beer! Beer! Beer! Beer! Beer! Beer!
I can remember how much I have had. I drank a 12-pack with my dad.
That's my son, the drunken manly stud. I'm proud to be his bud.
Here, have some pretzels.
No, I'll call it quits. Those things give me the schlitz.
Drink with your family. Drink it with your friends.
Drink till your fat stomach distends. Beer is liquid bread. It's good for you.
We like to drink till we spew. Ooh,
who cares if we get fat? I'll drink to that.
As we sing once more. What is the malted liquor? What gets you drunker quicker? What comes in bottles or in cans?
Beer!
Can't get enough of it.
Beer!
How we really love it.
Beer!
Makes me think I'm a man.
Beer!
I could kiss and hug it.
Beer!
But I'd rather chug it.
Beer!
Got my belly out to here.
Beer!
Golly, I adore it.
Beer!
Come on, damn it, pour it. Do it for me. Brew it for me. Feed it to me. Speed it to me.
Beer!